All right, let's talk money, since we already talked about Mega Millions and Powerball. 9:37 is the time right now. Ben McLaughlin's joining us right now. He's a personal finance expert. Ben, thanks for the time. This is kind of interesting, according to a survey about how 80% of women identify money as a top stressor compared to 74% of men. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. Yes, it is interesting.
Please.
We commissioned this study to try to understand and get a pulse of how people, interpret their personal financial position. And, you know, some of the findings were really interesting, and, you know, some were quite alarming. You mentioned women. We also found that 60% of Americans in general worry a lot about their personal financial situation, with 50% actually feel hopeless and despair. Now, going into to females, if you're talking about that 80%, there's a good reason, because, you know, one thing I didn't realize is, you know, females typically have much more financial stress than men, because, you know, out of 10 million single-family households, 80% are women. So typically they have the burden, the financial burden of taking care of their families. And on top of that, because they have children, they're out of the workforce, they typically have less income than men do over the course of their careers, and less access to things like promotion because they've been taken out of the workforce. So this creates a huge stress on women, and it's unsurprising when you know those facts.
Yeah, no doubt. What do you think some specific challenges that make millennials the most financially stressed Democratic, and why are they also the best savers on the other side of the coin, so to speak?
And that was also another really interesting finding, because you would assume that maybe someone retired, baby boomer plus, would probably be the most concerned, because their money has to last for a long time and they don't know when it has to last. When you actually look at the facts, millennials, also referred to as the sandwich generation, actually have a lot of financial stress because they typically have children, young children, and aging parents. So as we all know, anyone that has children, they can be very expensive. So if you're carrying that cost burden, and you might have to support your parents in addition, that creates a huge amount of financial stress, and it's something that affects a lot of people today. Conversely, with savings, it's interesting that they actually have the best savings rates because they've had access to technology that didn't exist in prior generations. They're digitally native. There's so many more ways to access, you know, great financial products for free, essentially, and they've been able to really tap into that and learn through things like social media platforms and how to use these technologies to help them plan for their financial future. And they've done a great job at it, and done things such as, you know, contribute to their 401k when they enter the workforce, which, you know, is a lot easier today than it was, or set up things like recurring deposits where they can put a percentage of their income into a savings account that earns interest, and do these kind of tips over and over, which obviously helps their financial being and doesn't reduce the stress they have, but at least it helps them save and reach their objectives.
We're so happy to have you on the show. We've got just limited time and so much to talk about. But do you have any advice as we begin to wrap things up on how to best utilize tax returns?
Absolutely. And a lot of people look at tax returns as a windfall. It's like winning the lottery, and, you know, we've all been guilty of that. However, you should consider it as hard-earned income and treat it as such. So instead of, you know, splurging, maybe splurge a little, use it to help your financial situation. So whether that's paying off high interest credit card debt or making sure you have at least 6 months in emergency fund that's earning interest, you know, these are the things you should really focus on. And if you're lucky enough to not have debt or already have an emergency fund, think about your long-term financial future and use that money to invest in it.
That's excellent, excellent, excellent. Ben, is there anywhere where we can get more information on how to improve our financial outlook?
Absolutely. If you go to Raisin.com, we have a whole section on the site with savings guides and tips and articles that we think are really going to help consumers not only understand the financial jargon, but come up with strategies and tips on how to manage their personal finances better and really save for the future and improve their overall financial health.
That's excellent. Ben, thanks again for the time. We appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You as well.